With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Un-American, that's how the Trump campaign describes a ruling by Colorado's Democrat-appointed Supreme Court.
In a 4-3 decision, Colorado's highest court declared Trump ineligible for the White House under the U.S. Constitution's Insurrection Clause. A lower court cited the former president's role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. It's the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. A Trump campaign spokesman called it a completely flawed decision and said they would appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump has not been charged with or convicted of insurrection. Prior to the U.S. Capitol riot, he had urged supporters to assemble peacefully and patriotically at the Capitol. The former president has been criticized for saying that massive illegal immigration is poisoning the blood of America. Trump supporters say that criticism is just another manifestation of what they call Trump derangement syndrome.
Poisoning the blood of our country isn't a racist thing at all. It's not meant for that at all. He's not racist.
A Trump supporter at yesterday's campaign rally in Waterloo, Iowa. And illegal immigrants continue pouring across the southern border. 12,600 encountered by Customs and Border Protection on Monday. That's believed to be the highest number in a 24-hour span since record-keeping began more than 60 years ago. Also at SRNnews.com, anyone have some cherries? How about whipped cream? You could make one huge sundae from all of the ice cream that spilled across Interstate 80 when a tractor-trailer rig overturned early this morning in western Pennsylvania. Almost 20 tons of ice cream was lost, but thankfully, no one was hurt. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 70 points, NASDAQ futures off 40. This is SRN News. A milestone for a prominent Christian ministry.
Prison Fellowship's international flagship in-prison program, The Prisoner's Journey, has reached its 10-year anniversary. The program, launched in South Africa and Nigeria in 2014, now runs in 35 countries across six continents. BFI spokesman Andrew Corley says, quote, "Many prisoners want to change, but they don't know how. The gospel message and hope that they discover through the program often results in transformation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A former candidate who ran unsuccessfully for the Mississippi House of Representatives is accused of destroying a satanic temple display inside the Iowa Capitol in Des Moines. The display is permitted by rules that govern religious installations inside the Capitol, but had drawn criticism from many conservatives. Michael Cassidy of Lauderdale, Mississippi, charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief. He's a Republican who narrowly lost last year in a bid for the GOP nomination for a seat in Congress. SRN News. Animal shelters bursting at the seams, with Americans having to give up their beloved companions as they struggle to survive surging inflation.
At the Mohawk Hudson Humane Society near Albany, New York, they've run out of dog kennels. CEO Ashley Jeffrey Bauk says more pets are being surrendered than are getting adopted.
Our adoption numbers have been down about 5 to 9% year over year, but our stray numbers have increased about 40%.
Shelter operators and advocates blame higher care costs and a higher number of evictions. I'm Donna Water.
An investigation underway into the crash of a Philadelphia TV station's helicopter went down in a heavily wooded area of southern New Jersey. The pilot and a WPBI news photographer on their way back from an assignment on the Jersey Shore were killed. More details at SRNnews.com.